yeah, this is old Johnny and Dick from California. And you are listening to the award-winning Raven and the Blues.
Understand. You got 300 pounds of a muscle man. But this is it, this is it. Look what you get. Now all you girls think your days are done. Don't worry, baby, you can still have fun. Pounds of a heavenly joy. This is it. This is it. Look what you get.
Well, it started a record which goes right back to the beginning of the Raven and the Blues as a radio show back in the late 80s, 1987 in fact, and Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows and 300 Pounds of Heavenly Joy out in Alligator Records back then. And that's when the Raven and the Blues, it wasn't actually called that then, it was called Blues and Soul or something, but basically it's been running almost ever since under different name changes and on different radio stations across the years. But Alligator Records supplied that. Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows opening up the Raven and the Blues and 300 pounds of Heavenly Joy. That's the weight I feel after 5 weeks in America. Welcome to the programme. I mentioned it's fortuitous in a way, because not only that one of the early tracks I played on the show way all those years ago, 30 years ago, but also Alligator Records are in town at present. Bruce Iglauer, head of the record label, is here in the UK. I really would have loved to have had him on the show, but of course I was in America while he is here, and so his team and I didn't talk. But I think he's up in Scotland this weekend, and if any of his team or Bruce himself is listening to the programme, please, I'm in London, come and see me before you go home. He's in the UK together with this gentleman, who is a real blues man in the sense that not only through the day does he work on the Chicago Transit Authority driving a bus, but then in the evening he changes from his uniform, bus uniform, into his stage gear and goes on stage on the south side. Taronzo Cannon from the album last year, The Chicago Way, and The Misses from Mississippi.
Yes.
Toronzo Cannon from the album The Chicago Way, click off, from last year, and the Missus from Mississippi, back in the UK. Is it good to be back? Yeah, I could easily spend another couple of months in Florida on the Keys, but of course, couldn't live there forever, but another couple of months would have been lovely. It's really cold here in the UK, and for those people who've run away from the cold of the UK to spend their time in the meadow or whatever, although I did see that on the south of Spain, where many friends listen to the programme on Costa del Sol, and also in Portugal, they've had snow, so it's been pretty cold there as well. Let's move to somewhere where it's hot right now, because it's their summer, and that is Australia. And the band of the Lucky Dolly Group have played them a few times on the show over the years, but he's got a new album coming out in a week or so's time called Love Light, which is fabulously good. I've got a soft spot for Hammond B3 organs anyway, and Lucky plays it really well. And the joyous thing is that he's coming to the UK in the summer of this year to a festival, which we'll talk about at the end of the track. So off the brand new album coming out in about a week's time, the album Love Light, here is the title track, Love Light. Shades of Van Halen's Jump, Lucky Dolly, and the group from the brand new forthcoming album, Love Light, the title track. I'm just about to commit the most amazing boo-boo. As I did say to you, I was going to tell you about he was coming to the UK to do festivals. People often tell me things or send me bits of information or send me their album and say, please don't play it yet, it's not finished, but, you know, what do you think? And occasionally I get confused. I've done it before. I've actually played, I'm not going to say who it was, but I had the album in secret and happily played a couple of tracks before he eventually contacted me and said, Dave, you can't do that. It's supposed to be secret. I'm a party with quite a few other people to a festival that's going to take place in the summer of this. I'm choosing my words awfully carefully here. Take place in the UK in the summer of this year. And some different people have taken over running it. It's anyway, I've seen the set list. I've seen who's going to be on. And it's a joy to watch. I mean, all too often festivals look like they've just grabbed some acts and thrown them on the stage. Oh, he'll do. They'll do. Yeah, that'll work. But this time, the festival has been thought of as like sort of a complete work of art, in a sense, or like a recipe. All the bits have to match. Too much salt, not enough sugar, that kind of stuff. And one night especially, in two different venues. I mean, sometimes you're a bit torn. This, for me, it would be it's impossible to even choose right now. And I was going to play the three artists who are on in one particular venue, to let you see how fabulous it is. And I just, and then I realised that I actually haven't got permission. So I can't. What can I do? I know what I'll do. I'll play a track from a brand new album. It's from Jimmy Bauskill and Carlos Del Junco together. Great pairing. The album is called Blues Etc. Just been released. And here they are with Can't Lose.
But I lose my baby, ain't that sad? I had a pretty little girl, but I lose my baby, ain't that sad? Yeah. what you ain't never had. No.
Stuff. I'm trying to work out who it was who turned me on to Carlos Del Hionco. I think it was Spinner from Beardo and Spinner and Bandana Blues. I've been playing him for some 12, 13 years now, I guess. And there he is, combining together with Jimmy Boskill with their new album Blues Etc. and a track called Can't Lose. Here we are in the final 10 days of January, and as I speak, Cat Hawkins and the band are getting ready in Northern Ireland to pack their bags and fly off to the States to represent the UK at a blues challenge in Memphis for the very first time. Not for the very first time for them, well it is, but for the very first time there'll be a UK band at the challenge. 33 years it's been running. People have come from all over the world, but for very complicated reasons, there's never been any band at all from the UK until this year. We're all really excited, it must be said, and I think Kaz is too, and she's done all the networking bit, and I think it's going to be fabulous. And I'm going to say it now. I think that, I mean, the standard is staggeringly high. I've listened to quite a few of the bands who were there. I know a few of the bands. I know their work anyway. So she's some tough acts to beat, but I think we're going to do awfully well. I say we. I think she's going to do awfully well. Mark my words. I think Kat will be coming back with something, some kind of award or another. And whatever happens, it's going to do great for her career. And then, of course, she's representing the UK in Denmark in the spring. I mention all of this because her album came out last year, Feeling Good, and we've played all the tracks from that, and she'll be obviously featuring that on stage. But also, she's been quietly working away with another album to be released very soon, just her and a pianist. Some different kinds of recordings. Some of her big band work put together just for her and piano, but basically speaking, a kind of different album. I was talking to her this week and said, I know, is there anything ready for me I could play? And she said, it's pretty rough. It's not finished, not mastered properly, but as it's you, you can have something. So here we are. First time on the radio anywhere in the world, off an album which will be coming out in the spring, and it's unmastered, so it's not quite finished, but it's close. The lady who's representing the UK in Memphis in 10 days' time, Kat Hawkins.
When you walk this road alone, you've gotta hold on to your own and be yourself. Find who you wanna be. When you're standing face to face, looking in the mirror with its dead space, hold on tight, it's not who you really are. You're somewhere deep inside, and I know you're hanging on for your life. Yes, I know only too well you're fighting to get by. So don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. All this darkness that you feel, stealing a light like a lightning thief, and running away and leaving you here alone. This is the time to remember when you once felt like a human among your friends. There's always one of us to carry your burden through. We believe you're somewhere deep inside, and we know you're fighting for your life. Yes, we know only too well this fight and get by. So don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. Don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why. Don't slip away, don't slip away. Why? You're the reason why.
First time anywhere in the world on the radio, Kat Hawkins. I'm not quite sure why the album's got a name yet, coming out in the spring. And Don't Slip, wonderful stuff. Hasn't she got a fabulous voice? Now imagine, just imagine if you imagined a live set or a concert with her on stage and this lady at the same time. Hear Me Now, Joe Harmon, from the forthcoming album out in a week's time or thereabouts. People We Become, we've been playing tracks from it over the last 3 or 4 weeks. There's the track called The Reformation, and wouldn't it be great if that was on the same sort of playbill or the same stage as Cass Hawkins? That'd be a bit perfect, wouldn't it? Festivals go, that'd be quite something. But it's a festival, you need one more band. Not the UK, let's go to the States. Let's make it a perfect trio of ladies on stage and imagine Jennifer Magnus.
You will say you will.
Got to say you will. She kept her heart a sacred place, like the center of a spark from a fire flame. Yeah, she didn't think there was a way to believe in a man or the words he'd say.
And she saw the heavens rain.
It rained down. Yeah, she said, I want a love that won't run out.
Won't run out.
If you're the one I've been dreaming about, then baby, just
say you will.
Keep me close when the nights get colder.
Say you will.
Be my strength when I need your shoulder. This life cuts through your heart like an arrow straight through your soul. the love that was always a danger of breaking up. Cause that's all that she's ever known. Love had never had a place in a home.
Then she saw the heavens rain.
It rained down. Yeah, she said, I want a love that won't run out.
Say,
maybe this is more than you deserve.
She's never gonna walk away again.
She's always gonna stand and take her turn.
She's never gonna listen when they say she don't deserve.
Say you will
keep me close when the nights get colder.
Say you will
be my strength when I need your shoulder.
Album came out last year called Love Wins Again. Her name is Jennifer Magnus, and that's a track called Say You Will. And imagine a stage at a festival with those three names. PDNP, pretty damn near perfect, I think. Jennifer Magnus, Kaz Hawkins and Joe Harmon all together. Imagine it. One day, I suppose it may happen. Nevertheless. Okay, it's The Raven and the Blues, into the halfway point, and another new album, a band I've seen a couple of times over the course of the last year, and they were also in the challenge to represent the UK in Memphis and Denmark, and came really close, but Kaz actually won. The band are Willie and the Bandits. Their new album is wonderful. It's called Steel, about to be released, I think, in a week's time, on the 20th, I think it is. That's not a week's time, that's now, isn't it? Here's a track from their album, released this weekend. It's called Miles Away.
Got miles to call. Thank you. monster call.
That's a guy that has matured so much in the last year. Not that he was immature before, but in terms of his voice, his playing, his everything. His name is Matt Long. He's the guitarist and lead vocalist in the band Catfish. And that's their brand new album called Broken Man, coming out in about a week or so's time. And there's Leading Me On. And before that, from the southwest of the UK, Willie and the Bandits, their album Steel, again a brand new release out this weekend, and the track called Miles Away. It's nearly all been new releases so far, apart from the first track I played. Let's stay that way, therefore. And this is the one which is coming out in about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks' time. It's called Neckbone Stew from Big Daddy Wilson. And here is a track from it called Peanut Butter Pick.
Last night, people, I met Peanut Butter Pig. Came to my show, said, man, this is it. If you like peanut butter, Wilson, I'm your man. I make the best peanut butter in the whole damn land. Peanut Butter Pig, man, this is it. I was playing the blues, this is how I live. Trying to make my money down in New Zealand. People hear me acting, talking at the bar. Mr. Pig came over, gave me his red star. Peanut Butter Pig, man, this is it. I met Peanut Butter Pig. Peanut Butter Pig. Peanut Butter Pig, man, you know this is it. He said blues and peanut butter goes together. We were jamming at the Boathouse down in Nelson. I went to Australia, I saw his brand. I said, wait a minute, folks, I know that man. Peanut Butter Pig, man, this is it. Peanut Butter Pig, talking about Peanut Butter Pig. Yeah, Peanut Butter Pig, people, man, you know this is it. Well, say Peanut Butter Pig, yeah, Peanut Butter Pig. Peanut Butter Pig, people, man, you know this is it. You like peanut butter, Wilson, I'm your man. I make the best peanut butter in the whole damn land. I was playing my blues, this is how I live. Trying to make my money down in New Zealand. Peanut Butter Pig, y'all. Man, this is it. Peanut Butter Pig. Peanut Butter Pig. Yeah. Peanut Butter Pig. Man, you know this is it. Blues and peanut butter.
Peanut Butter Pig.
Goes together. Peanut Butter Pig. Yeah. This is it.
Peanut Butter Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut Butter
and jelly sandwich. Jamming down in Nelson at the Boathouse. Oh, yeah.
Peanut Butter Pig.
I met Peanut Butter Pig. Mr. Peanut Butter Pig. This is it, yeah.
Work of the Devil, Peanut Butter. Neckbone Stew is the album, Big Daddy Wilson the artist, and Peanut Butter Pick. It's one of the things I just can't take, peanut butter. And on the way back on the flight, the steward said, chicken or shrimp? I said, ooh, shrimp, that's rare. I'll have the shrimp, please. And when it came, it was shrimp and grits. And there are some things I can cope with, but I just don't do grits. So I thankfully handed it back and said, can I change this for the chicken, please? Here's Bridget DeMaio and Will Kimbrough together. They've got a new album called Mockingbird Soul. Here is The Duke.
Turn all the rumble fortune and you got the girl. Settle in for your gentleman's high-speed ball. Leave your fancy
to me, Bridget DeMaia and Will Kimbrough together. Mockingbird Soul. Its genre is country and folk, but that's definitely blues in there too, and that's called The Duke, and that's again brand new, coming out very, very soon. It's all new stuff. John Kindrick opened the show with the station ident. Here he is with his brand new album. If I can find the mouse to move things around. His brand new album is called We All Come Back As Music. If that is true, it sounds like it could be. I'm coming back as blues, without a doubt. Here he is with Wishing Well.
I've got a secret I shouldn't tell. Gonna go to heaven in a split pea shell. My lover's heart, it's a wishing well. And I'm a prince placed under a spell. Oh, her heart's my wishing well. I've got a secret, kinda tough to admit. This old wishing's becoming a habit. Ever since I seen your face, I'm out of my wishing's been such a disgrace. Oh, her heart's my wishing well. There is a wishing well deep in your soul, right out of storybooks of old. Throw this penny, let it cast its spell. You'll never know whose pretty face you'll see reflected in the waters of that old wishing well. You got a secret not to be missed, 'cause I'm a frog who's puckered his lips. I'm wishing for her every day. Maybe I'm wishing my life away. Oh, her heart's my wishing well. I'd throw a million pennies in this well. I'm wishing for her every day. Come here, pretty princess, kiss my blues away. Oh, her heart's
wish him well. Oh, her heart's my wishing well.
Back in the day on BFES Radio, when I was sitting in the studios of theirs, to keep you alert in case you were talking to a friend or having a chat to the newsreader or whatever, as the track was coming to an end, it was a big light started to flash in the final 30 seconds to let you know the track was ending. And the new software update I've got with the radio system, I've got on the computer, has got that installed now, which is really quite disconcerting, because there's only you and I talk to you. I don't get disconcerted. I don't have a chat with anybody else. And so all of a sudden, seeing the thing go flash, 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 think, what's gone wrong? I'll probably turn it off perhaps at some stage. Okay, that's John Gindick making his debut on the show. His brand new album is We All Come Back as Music and Wishing Well. Here's another brand new album, again, due out in, about 3 or 4 weeks' time. Zoe Schwartz and the excellent band Blue Commotion. Again, a lovely mix of genres from Zoe and Rob. And the rest of the band, and I've chosen this one as an example from the album, I Want to Get Something Started With You.
Bye.
lovely Zoe Schwartz and the band Blue Commotion, and I Want to Get Something Started With You. Started, perhaps? No, it's all ended. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. See the link I did there? How clever was that? Oh, that's awful, Raven. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, ravenblues, all one word, .co.uk. Get the app for your smartphone, download all the other things, listen to all the sessions going back some 12 years now, donate to the programme, all that kind of stuff. I had somebody email me this week to tell me how he listened to the show. Amazingly, he downloads it and makes it onto a CD and then listens to it while he's making models. I'll tell you more about him next week, because I've lost the email. Let's close with a track which was written way back in the late 1950s, early 60s, by Bobby Womack and his sister, performed first of all by the Valentinos, then made probably more famous than anybody else by the Rolling Stones, and covered by many, many people over the years. We'll close with this, because it's a good closer too. Elvin Bishop, the new album is Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I hope you can do the same in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, it's all over now. Bye-bye.
Turn.